Will you hand me a napkin?
Oh, I thought you liked that food on your face.
Oh, Ben. Are you sure we did the right thing putting Aubrey back in school?
Absolutely. Honey, just look at her. Haven't you noticed she's a whole lot happier lately?
Well,
I haven't heard her grumble or complain in weeks.
Well, that's what concerns me, Ben. She seems a bit too happy, if you ask me.
Too happy? Hold on, Ellen. But let me get this straight. If she's complaining, she's okay. But if she's happy, there's something wrong.
I know. It sounds silly. But, Ben, there's something going on. I mean, haven't you noticed her hair? And then she's on this kick about spiders. Ben, have you looked in her room lately?
Honey, it's all a natural part of her growing up. She's just trying to sort out her own identity.
Well, that's just it. It's not her identity. She's starting to look and act more and more like Erica.
Kids that age imitate each other. Come on, you remember what it was like. Besides, she could have worse friends than Erica.
Oh.
She seems like a nice girl to me.
It's the seams that bothers me. And there's something else, too. Look at this.
My earring?
I found it when I was vacuuming in her room this morning.
Okay.
Look closely, Ben. It's a skull.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, it gives me the creeps.
Are you sure it's Aubrey's? Yeah, it could be Erica's.
Either way, it worries me. Ben, there is more going on here than just what we see on the surface. There is something much deeper. I can't put my finger on it, but I've got a nagging feeling that something is very wrong.
Well, if that's the case, I don't think clamping down on Aubrey's appearance is going to change anything.
Well, you're right. Of course you're right. But we need to talk with her, Ben.
Okay. But let's not take that for granted.
Take what for granted?
Talking. Yeah, I see a lot of teenagers who have trouble opening up to their parents. Well, they can't even sit down and have a decent conversation. But Aubrey's always been open and honest with us, like we are with her.
This is serious, Ben.
Honey, we've been able to talk through issues like this before, and we'll do it again. Hey, this is the important stuff.
You're right. Of course you're right.
Good. So we'll talk tonight.
Okay.
Oh, that's Scully.
Who?
Scully?
That's his name.
Scully.
Yeah, they've got Scully bracelets, Scully necklaces, and Scully earrings.
Uh-huh.
Aubrey, Scully is a skull.
I know, but there's really nothing to worry about, Mom. It's not mine.
It's Erica's, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but everyone's wearing that kind of stuff now.
Hmm. Oh, really?
That's no excuse, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I convinced Erica to get rid of the earrings, and she gave them to me. I thought I threw them away, but I guess I dropped one. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
I'm trying to be a good influence on her, like you've been telling me, and I guess it's working.
Well, good for you, Aubrey. But just to make things clear, we don't want that kind of jewelry in the house, okay? And I don't want you wearing it either, understand?
I understand, Dad. Don't worry. Oh, I'll get it back in my room. I'm coming!
You don't believe her, do you?
Yeah, not for a minute.
Neither do I.
What is happening with her?
I told you. It's Erica.
Yeah, but Erica's only part of it. I think there's a lot more going on with Aubrey. I mean, she seems like she's wrestling with something.
So what do we do, Ben?
That's the hard part. I don't know. I think maybe this is just something she needs to work through herself. Honey, we need to just pray for her and be here for her. We also need to let Aubrey discover some things on her own.
Yeah, they're talking about it right now. I knew I shouldn't have gotten those earrings.
What's the big deal? My mom and dad don't have a problem with Scully at all.
Do they know you wear that stuff at school?
No, but that's not the point.
Well, what is the point?
The point is, are you coming to the party tomorrow or not?
I guess so, but I can't stay long, okay? I've got to go to work right after that.
Aubrey, this will be just what you need. You're going to have a great time.
You having a great time?
Yeah.
Well, you don't look like it.
You didn't tell me there wouldn't be any parents here.
You can't be serious.
Look, my mom and dad are going to kill me if they find out. I've got to get out of here.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Hi, Todd.
You guys aren't leaving already, are you?
Aubrey doesn't think the party's good enough for her.
No, that's not it. I've got to get to work.
Oh, too bad. I was going to give rides in my new car.
Maybe some other time.
It's the cops! Let's get out of here.
It's the cops!
Aubrey, quick! This way!
All right, everybody. Just stay right where you are.
Open the window! Hurry! Hurry!
Kids seem awfully excited today. I keep overhearing something about the police and the party. You know what's going on, Connie?
Yeah, the police raided a house over on Duval Street this afternoon.
Oh.
Some kid named Craig was having a big party while his parents were away.
Huh.
So, where are you going?
Oh, I've got to head over to Connellsville. Mary's having some trouble with a couple of the new employees. Speaking of new employees, how's Aubrey doing?
Oh, she's fine.
Well, shouldn't she be here by now?
She's probably running a little behind. You can go on. We'll be all right.
Well, okay then. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm looking for Aubrey. She works here, right?
Well, she's supposed to be working here. Nice purse you got there.
It's not mine. It's Aubrey's. I thought I'd drop it off for her.
Well, I'll make sure she gets it. Did she leave it at school or something?
No. Tell her I found it at Craig's house. I mean, a friend's house.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I gotta go.
At Craig's house, huh?
Hi, Connie. Sorry I'm late. I fell and tore my blouse, and I had to go home and change.
Was that before or after the party?
Party? What are you talking about?
Todd stopped by and said you left this at Craig's house.
Oh.
Let's go to Kids Radio where it's quiet. Because you and I need to talk. Like now. So what were you doing at a party during school?
I left the party. And it wasn't during school anyway. It was during a pep rally.
So the principal said you could leave?
Well, no.
So you were skipping school. You told me you wouldn't do that again.
I never promised.
You never promised? What's that supposed to mean? You have to say, I promise, before I can believe you?
That's not what I meant, but you know how it is. Pep rallies are a waste of time, and we thought... Anyway, I didn't know Craig's parents weren't going to be there. It was a mistake.
It sure was.
You're not going to tell my parents, are you?
You lied to me, Aubrey.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
As if I can believe you.
No, I mean it this time. I'm really sorry. Just don't tell my parents, all right?
I won't.
Thanks.
You're going to tell your parents.
What?
Go home and tell your parents. It'll be better coming from you than me, right?
But Connie...
We'll talk later. Go home, Aubrey. Hi, Aubrey.
Connie, what are you doing here?
Did you tell your parents?
They haven't come home yet. Why? Are you checking up on me?
No. Can we sit down for a minute and talk?
Yeah, we can sit out here. Look, if you changed your mind about my parents, I really, really mean it when I said it won't happen again.
No, it's more than that.
You don't look well, Connie. Are you all right?
No. No, I'm not. Aubrey, this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I want to be your friend, but I can't... I mean, I won't keep covering for you. This is for your own good.
What's for my own good?
I talked it over with Whit. We have to think of the kids at Whit's End and the message we're sending them.
What does that mean?
What I'm saying is I'm going to have to fire you.
What?
It was irresponsible enough to go to that party, but then you lied about it.
You're firing me? I can't believe this.
It's for the best, Aubrey. You really need to stop and think about what you're doing, about the consequences. I know what it's like.
You give me a big speech about being my friend,
and now you're doing this?
I am your friend.
No, you're not. You're nothing like a friend. A friend would not do this to me.
Now, hold on. I don't think you have any room to talk to me about friendship. Not when you've been taking advantage of me.
What?
Here I was, trying to give you a second chance. Trying to be a good influence. And you were using me to cover your tracks. Just like Erica's been using you. It's as if she's turning you into her little disciple.
Erica is more of a friend than you'll ever be.
Oh, I'm sure she is if you think friendship is all about using people. But you are dead wrong, Aubrey. Friendship is about honesty and trust, and it's about...
Oh, I don't need a sermon from you right now. I'm going back in the house.
Fine.
Look, Mom, Dad, there is no big problem here. Ask anybody. I didn't feel right about the party, and I wanted to leave. And so we did. We left.
But you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You're right. I agree. And I'll never do that again. It was a stupid mistake.
Just like cutting those other classes?
What other classes? That was the only time, I swear.
Oh, Aubrey.
The school called today, Aubrey. Apparently one of the students in the office was caught forging excuse slips. And he mentioned your name, and your teacher confirmed it.
Okay, so I cut one time, and I got caught. But I said I'd never cut classes again, and I haven't. I keep my promises.
Well, I don't think you do anymore.
What?
You promised to keep your grades up if we let you go back to school.
And I have.
Aubrey, we found out from the school office that you're getting C's and D's and even one F. Now, our rule was you keep up your grades or we pull you out of school.
I'll make it up. Just give me a chance.
That's become a refrain for you.
But, Dad, come on.
No, Aubrey. We've already decided. You're coming back home, and you're not going to see Erica anymore.
What? But that is totally unfair. You're cutting me off from my very best friend, you're taking me away from school, and I feel like I'm in prison.
You are.
Well, at least we agree on that.
It's a prison you've made for yourself.
Oh, come on, Dad. You're the one who's making up all these awful rules.
And you're the one making up all these awful choices. You know what, Aubrey? We can clamp down on your freedom. We can cut you off from your friends. We can even put bars on your window to keep you from sneaking out. But we can't change your heart. That's your choice.
Honey, listen to me. You either follow God with all your heart, or you follow your way with all your heart.
Well, I think I've already made up my mind. Aubrey, what in the world? Here, grab my hand. Thanks. So what's going on? Well, let's see. I got fired from my job, I got pulled out of school, and I got put on restriction. Other than that, it's been a pretty normal day.
Wow, your parents have been busy.
It's awful, Erica. I feel like I've been betrayed by everyone. My mom, by dad, by Connie. Everybody except you. You're the only one I can talk to. And now I'm not even allowed to see you anymore.
I tried to warn you about your parents. I knew this would happen.
What am I gonna do?
I've got an idea. Here.
A cell phone?
Yeah. My dad has some kind of trade-out deal with a cell phone company at his work. He gives these things out like candy. Practically free. So here you go.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Erica.
Now you can call me whenever your parents aren't around. Oh, and there's something else I've been thinking about that could really help you right now.
What are you talking about?
It's a pretty radical idea. You sure you're ready?
I am. What is it?
Hello?
It's me.
So have you thought any more about my idea?
I have. At first I thought you were crazy, but the more I think about what you said, I'm ready. I'm ready to run away.
Good. We'll meet you by that little church building in about an hour.
You mean the chapel?
Yeah. Tuttle flashes parking lights. That's your signal, all's clear.
I just hope this works the way you say it will.
Have I ever steered you wrong? This is the best thing to do, believe me.
Yeah, you're right. I've got to get out of here. I mean, this is totally unfair how they're treating me.
That's more like it. Well, look. My aunt's going to be out of town for at least another week. So you can just hang out at her house long enough to get your parents' attention. Then they'll be willing to listen to reason. It's worked for me plenty of times.
Well, do you think... that's weird.
What?
The lights just went on in the chapel.
At 1:30 in the morning?
This could mess up our plans. I'm gonna go check it out.
Be careful. Call me right back.
I will. Hello? Is somebody in here?
Aubrey?
Dad?
Aren't you supposed to be in bed, honey?
Well, I saw the light on and I thought it was kind of strange for somebody to be out here in the middle. What's wrong, Dad? Were you crying?
I'll be all right. I'm just having a little talk.
A little talk? Alone?
No, not alone.
Oh, you mean you were praying. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's all right. We were talking about you.
Me? Oh, I know. You're praying I'll be a good girl again, right?
No. It's not about you being good, Aubrey. Honey, it's about a daddy who misses his daughter. Who misses those long talks we used to have in the kitchen late at night. Remember that? About boys and about growing up. About how you hated the Timothy Center. I miss that, honey. I miss you. And to be honest, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Dad, there's a lot of things I'm trying to sort out. I just need some time. That's all. Don't worry. I'll let you get back to your talk.
All right. Good night, Aubrey.
Good night, Dad.
Aubrey? So what's going on? Who is in the chapel?
No one. It was nothing. Forget about it.
Well, if you say so. We'll see you in an hour. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hello?
Connie, I need to talk.
Sorry, we're not available right now. Just leave your name and number at the beep and we'll get back to you, okay? Here's the beep.
You'll love my aunt's place, Aubrey, and it's only an hour away.
I can make that a lot shorter.
I don't want you getting another ticket, okay? You feeling better now, Aubrey?
Yeah, I guess.
So what do you think of Todd's new car?
It's great. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe I can work things out with my parents.
I knew you'd say that. Didn't I tell you she tried to back out?
Yep.
Todd, pull over.
What? Why?
Just do it. Okay, Aubrey. If you want to go home, then you're gonna have to drive yourself. Go on.
Wait a sec.
Quiet, Todd. Come on, Aubrey. Get behind the steering wheel and decide what you're going to do. You can drive this car back to your house, or we'll go to my aunt's house like we planned. It's your call.
But I don't think I should.
I don't think she should either.
Relax, Todd. This is an important moment for Aubrey.
But it's my car.
I could always get rides in someone else's car. This is your moment, Aubrey. It's time to take control of your life. Are you going to take it or not?
Aubrey, just take it easy, okay? There's a lot of power under that hood.
Don't worry, Todd.
So which direction? Are you going home? Are you going to freedom?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah, she's going for freedom.
All right, easy, easy. There's a yellow light up there.
Well, what do I do?
Slow down.
Speed up.
Slow down.
Speed up.
Erica! Where'd you learn how to drive?
I drove a lawn tractor at the Timothy Center.
You drove a lawn tractor?
Yeah, once.
What?
Oh, no.
Just great.
We can outrun him.
Are you crazy?
I think we should pull over.
Yeah? What are you kids doing out here so late?
I am so sorry. I can explain everything.
You do realize you ran a red light there, don't you?
Oh, no. I apologize, officer. I was
just... Yeah, I need to see your driver's license and registration, please.
I've got the registration right here. It's my car.
Okay. And your driver's license, young lady?
I don't have one.
I didn't think so. You kids better come with me.
Aubrey, you told me you had a license.
No, I didn't.
Officer, she insisted on driving, and she told us she had a license.
What? Erica?
And when you came up behind us, we told her to pull over, but she kept right on going.
We tried to tell her, sir.
That is not true. That's a lie.
Whether it's true or not, you're in a lot of trouble.
Ms. Shepherd, there's someone here to see you.
Mom? Dad?
Aubrey, honey, are you all right? We were worried sick about you. We've been looking all over.
Mom, I am so sorry. I don't know what to say. I messed up really bad. This is the worst night of my whole life.
Aubrey?
I'm so sorry, Mom. I really am. Dad?
Let's just get in the car.
Look, Dad, I know you're upset. I really am sorry. Everything's just turned upside down for me. Everything I thought I believed in, everyone I thought I could trust, it's all twisted up now and I can't make sense of anything anymore.
I still don't want to talk about it right now, okay?
All right, I understand. I'm going to bed.
Ben.
I mean it, Ellen. I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right. Are you still awake?
I am. Uh-oh. I keep thinking about how Aubrey looked when they brought her out of that jail cell. That wide-eyed look of panic. It's like the first time we took her on the roller coaster, remember?
I remember.
Oh, I'm gonna go check on her, make sure she's okay.
Good idea. God, we need you right now. Give us the wisdom to know what to say. What to do.
Ellen? Ellen!
What?
Aubrey, she's gone. She must have gone out through the window.
What?
Maybe she went to Erica's.
After what Erica did to her?
I don't know. Then where?
I don't know.
Okay, look, try calling her anyway, and call Connie, too, while you're at it. Look, I'm gonna check the highway towards Odyssey. I'll take the cell phone. Call me if you hear anything.
I will.
Ellen? Wait. There's a light on in the chapel. Maybe she's in there. I'm gonna check it out. Aubrey? Aubrey?
Dad?
Oh, Aubrey. What are you doing out here, honey? I was so worried when I saw you weren't in your room.
I'm sorry. I wanted to get out and think and... I don't know, the chapel seemed like a good place.
It is. I'll leave you alone then.
No, Dad. I don't want to be alone.
What do you want?
I want to go back in the house and talk in the kitchen, like we used to.
Here's your cocoa.
Thanks, Mom.
I'll leave you two alone. It's been a long day.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, honey.
Dad, I was thinking about running away, you know, but I didn't have anywhere to go, so I just kind of wandered around and wound up at the chapel. Some kind of runaway, huh? But that's how I've been feeling lately.
What do you mean?
Well, up until yesterday, I thought I had everything figured out. I thought I knew who I could trust and who I couldn't. But when Erica turned on me, everything changed. It's like that Christmas globe we have. You turn it upside down and snow goes everywhere. And it's hard to see what's going on until it all settles down. I figured that's what I need. I need a place where stuff can settle down so I can see things better. So I went to the chapel, like you did.
And?
And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that Erica was always saying things that sounded good, but weren't really. Most of the time I wondered why she was my friend. I mean, I think I always knew that she'd ditch me if I didn't go along with her. And deep inside I knew I couldn't trust her. Then I thought, I sure don't agree with you all the time, but I know I can trust you. Because you really do love me.
I'm glad you remembered that.
And while I was in the chapel, I tried talking to God, you know, like you do.
Anything happen?
Well, my backside fell asleep because those pews are so hard. Dad, we gotta replace those things.
It's a deal. I'll talk to Tom about it. But besides the pews...
Well, I couldn't sit there very long, so I walked around outside for a little bit, and I thought, I wish I knew God the way you do. I wish we had a place where I could talk to him just like I can talk with you here in the kitchen.
Well, I know a place like that. But you know what? It's not in the chapel or in the kitchen. It's inside you.
I don't think it's anywhere near as nice as the kitchen is right now.
Well, maybe not now, but it can be. He can make it that way. But he'll only come in if you invite him.
I'd like that. I want to invite him in.
Then do it, Aubrey.
Dad?
Yeah, honey?
Will you help me?
Oh, sweetheart, of course I will. It's what I've been praying for.
Aubrey has asked herself a lot of questions recently, but one question keeps coming back to her. What do you believe in? She put a lot of faith in herself and in her friends. But I think now she's realized she can't rely on those things. The only thing that will never fail is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I'm glad that Aubrey has finally decided to accept Jesus into her life and make him the answer to her questions. So how about you? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What do you believe in? Have you put your trust in the right things? The most important decision you can ever make is asking Jesus to become your Savior. Have you done that? If you decide that that's something you might want to do, ask your parents about it. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Under the Influence was written and directed by John Beebe. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.